reading The Crystal Ball of Bonds from Marketplace. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. All right, we are going to spend some time this morning in the often confusing world of bonds. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note, that's the return you get from investing in one, has hit a milestone, rising to levels not seen since 2007. Now, 10-year Treasuries have a life of 10 years. So the yield on them has to account for what the economy is going to be like for the next 10 years. The yield is determined by the market, like the price of eggs. So if the yield is rising, it means the market, the people who are buying and selling these things, are imagining a 10-year future where interest rates in general in the economy are going to be higher for longer than they thought. So the market is basically demanding that bonds keep up. Otherwise, what's the point of investing in them? Marketplace's Nova Sappho is here with more. Hi, Nova.
Good morning.
So if the last time bond yields were this high was in 2007 on the eve of the Great Recession, should we be worried right now?
Well, it's certainly something to pay attention to, and it's a bit paradoxical, actually. It is a thicket, like you described in the lead, because by mid-2007 last time, the Fed was cutting interest rates and the 10-year Treasury yield was coming down too, but was still pretty high for a long time. It took time for investors to come around to believing the Fed will keep rates low for an extended period, as it did after the Great Recession. This time, the yield is rising not because there are concerns about the health of the economy, but because the economy has been so resilient, and investors are finally believing the Fed that interest rates are going to stay high for some time in order to get inflation down and perhaps after. Plus, the Treasury Department recently said it's going to have to borrow more money than it previously expected in the third quarter. Add all this up, Sabri, and you have 10-year bond yields rising.
So how are real people going to feel that?
Right. So one of the most direct effects is mortgage rates. They're climbing back up about 7% now, and this could keep the housing market messy. We know it's been quite messy. It could also theoretically put pressure on stock prices because investors can avoid the risk and just buy bonds and get a good return. We'll have to see.
All right. Marketplace's Nova Sappho, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
So as Nova was just talking about, the bond market is telling us that markets expect the Fed to keep interest rates in the economy higher for longer than previously thought. But why do markets expect this? One source we have is the minutes to last month's Federal Reserve meeting. Diane Swonk is chief economist at tax and advisory firm KPMG and is here to talk about that. Hi, Diane.
Good morning.
So we have the Fed minutes. What in there would give people the impression that the Fed is going to keep rates higher for longer than previously thought?
They see the combat on inflation, especially this last, the hardest mile, as more of a marathon than a sprint. The resilience of the economy has carried us. It is also a double-edged sword, that very resilience and acceleration in consumer spending in July. That kind of, behavior by the economy, as good as it is also worrisome for the Fed because they don't want to cut rates too soon, or even signal that they may cut rates too soon because it could reignite the cooling embers of inflation.
Diane Swonk, chief economist at KPMG. Thank you, as always.
Thank you.
The all-inclusive resort is on the rise. They are growing in popularity. Big hotel chains like Marriott and Hyatt have taken notice and are expanding their all-inclusive options. The BBC's Leanna Byrne has this report.
Fancy lounging by the pool with a cocktail, unlimited snacks, and no worries about the bill? The all-inclusive holiday is growing in popularity. And in the US, some major players are taking the sector more upmarket. Claire Irvin is the head of travel at the Times of London.
Over the past few years, there's been a huge uptick in much more upscale, boutique-y, all-inclusive deals. They've kind of gone from being a sort of poor cousin, if you like, to trending on TikTok.
Marriott, the world's biggest hotel chain, first got involved in 2019, spying an opportunity for a luxury brand. Brian King is president of Marriott in the Caribbean and Latin America.
I look at Generation Z, Generation X, and I call them the subscription generation. Mm. They love subscription models, whether it's meals that are prepared in a box or whether it's your Amazon Prime or Netflix video. You pay once and you're done. You don't have to worry about it.
Marriott has now done a string of deals, rapidly expanding its number of all-inclusive hotels, and other major chains are doing the same. Hyatt spent $2.7 billion on the Apple Leisure Group in 2021, making it the world's largest all-inclusive player.
We began in the all-inclusive space back in 2013.
Mark von Drasik is Hyatt's chief commercial officer.
We know that all-inclusive travel really resonates with many different types of guests. And I think that's clear from the strong performance of the Apple Leisure Group. We knew that there was a lot of demand and a lot of interest in the product because we had a toe in the water on that for the last several years.
Critics argue these holidays hurt local economies, sucking cash away from bars and restaurants. But both Mark and Brian say travelers are still hungry for experiences.
There was a long time, I think, when people went to all-inclusives, they just stayed behind the gate. So now I think it's different. They're exploring the local markets and the local countries more. So we look at the business mix, where the customers are coming from, how they spend their time, and that's how we design the model for the guests.
Many of our guests want to experience the local community. Well over half of the folks who travel take part in excursions. You know, the Inclusive Collection resorts, in fact, continue to make an effort to locally source the products that they use, which also is a strong effort to support the destinations that they operate in.
Despite the criticism, the biggest hotel chains on the planet see this as a priority. So expect the continued rise of the all-inclusive. I'm the BBC's Liana Byrne for Marketplace.
And in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.